With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The budget dispute over Homeland Security funding is causing pain for both air travelers and TSA officers who haven't received a paycheck for weeks.
A dispute in Congress over funding the Department of Homeland Security has held up the paychecks of TSA officers for close to 6 weeks now. And some officers, like Taylor Desert in Indiana, say they've had to rely on food banks.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government, I would need to go to a food bank.
Sarah Estelle is chief outreach officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
In Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay for some time with no end in sight at this point. So Gleaners is doing special distributions for these workers.
I'm Donna Water.
Iran and the United States have hardened their positions after diplomacy aimed at reaching a ceasefire appeared to be faltering. But House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the war won't last much longer.
I think we're wrapping up Operation Epic Fury. That's what I think. I think it will be done in short order.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports that the war with Iran isn't too popular with most Americans.
As the war launched by the U.S. and Israel continues in its fourth week, a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research indicates that while President Donald Trump's approval rating is holding steady, the conflict could be swiftly turning into a major political liability for his Republican administration. While the president is deploying more warships and troops to the Middle East, about 59% of Americans say U.S. military action in Iran has been excessive. Meanwhile, 45% are extremely or very concerned about being able to afford gas in the next few months. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Asian stocks are lower. Oil prices have risen as the uncertainty over the war remains. U.S. stock futures are down. This is SRN News. Connecticut may crack down on homeschoolers, as we hear from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Democratic lawmakers are working on a bill that would make it tougher for parents to teach their children at home, adding new requirements that critics say are burdensome. If the legislation is passed, homeschool families in the state will have to submit their curriculums to local public school officials for approval and will have to fill out a lot more paperwork. Most homeschoolers are Christians, but many other people are now adopting the practice these days. Michael Harrington reporting.
Law enforcement officials say they are taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of war in the Middle East. Multiple hate crimes and an attempted terror attack have prompted increased security measures at places of worship. The national director of the Secure Community Network says the goal of our enemies is to scare us into submission so that we make a decision to not show up. This is SRN News. A long-awaited umpiring change is finally debuted when the baseball season has gotten underway.
Robot umpires are coming to the big leagues in 2026. The automated ball strike system will be introduced in the form of a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each call, which can be appealed to the computer. Robot umpires have been tested in the minor leagues since 2019, with recent testing done at AAA, MLB spring training, and at this summer's All-Star game in Atlanta. Success rates have hovered around 50% in the minors. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The new baseball season opened last night with the San Francisco Giants hosting the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge went hitless on opening day for the first time, but the Yankees had plenty of offense, beating the Giants 7-0. There are 11 more opening day MLB games coming up today. More details at srnnews.com.